I just wonder if we have any new visitors in our overflow room.
不知道是在我们那个另外一个房间是不是有一些新来的朋友。
They enjoy more freedom back there. And when we have the breaking of bread, then they sneak in.
他们坐在那里比较自由,不过在我们擘饼的时候,他们就都会进来。
I just pray that brothers and sisters will have good habits.
我希望弟兄姐妹都有很好的习惯。Worshiping
God is a very honorable thing.
敬拜神是一件很荣耀的事。We
don't like to hide someplace to worship.
我们不一定要躲在一个地方敬拜。This
morning, you're going to hear some Chinese English also.
今天早上你们也会听到中文的英文。Don't
forget, first of next year, we're going to review this practice.
不要忘记了,明年年初我们要重新的来调整一下我们这样做法,对不对?
If it's beneficial to our brothers and sisters this way, we're going to continue.
若是我们这样做是对弟兄姐妹有帮助的话,我们就会继续的做。
If it doesn't, we're going to stop.
若是不这样做的话,弟兄姐妹得不到帮助,那我们就停顿了。So
please prayerfully examine this fashion of service.
所以请大家好好的为这件事情祷告,我们这样的服事是不是真是对弟兄姐妹有帮助,就是两次英文,两次中文的。Last
session, we talked about our God being omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent.
上次我们讲到我们的神,他是全知的,全能的,也是无所不在的。Today
we're going to talk about another aspect of our loving God.
今天我们会讲到爱我们的神的另外一方面。I
feel that quite a few Christians that do not understand the God they worship.
我觉得很多的基督徒对我们所敬拜的这位神还是认识不够。So
I have this series of messages, just talk about God.
所以我就一系列的信息就是专门讲我们所信的神。This
morning I'm going to share with you about the transcendentalism of our God.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的就是我们的神他是超乎一切的神。Please
turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 11.
请大家翻到罗马书11章。
Romans 11 and verses 33 to 36.
罗马书11章33到36节是新约222面。
This is one of the doxologies of Apostle Paul.
这是保罗的一个祷告。
In his letters, when he come to a point, he feel like praising the Lord.
在他讲到神以后,他心里面觉得很需要赞美这个神。
So he wrote out a doxology.
所以就在这一段里面把他的祷告写了出来。
At the end of chapter 11 of the book of Romans,
在罗马书11章最后的一段,
so he feels that he had to say something praising the Lord.
所以保罗就觉得他必须要讲一些赞美神的话。
Verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God.
33节, 深哉神丰富的智慧和知识。
How unsearchable his judgments and his path beyond tracing out.
他的判断何其难测,他的终极何其难行。
Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor?
谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？
Who has ever given to God that God should repay him?
谁是先给了他，使他后来偿还呢？
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。Amen.
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, give us the wisdom to present you to our brothers and sisters.
天父，求你赐给我智慧，跟弟兄姐妹说明你是怎么样的神。
We must admit that how little we know of you.
我们必须承认，我们对你实在是了解的何等的有限。
We pray that your Holy Spirit will be here to enlighten us.
求主的圣灵此刻来光照我们。
So that we may know how to present you to those who never knew you.
真是求主你让我们知道，特别像有一些还从来不认识你的人，怎么样的来介绍我们这位神。
Hear our prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray.
求你听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Well, God being so omnipotent, because he is a spirit.
神是全能的，因为他是一个灵。
And he is infinite.
他也是无限的。
Being infinite, he cannot be known by finite minds.
因为他是无限的，我们这些有限的头脑，我们怎么能够了解他呢？
He is beyond the limits of all our possible experiences and knowledge.
他是超越我们所有知识和经验的神。
So he is therefore transcendent or unknowable.
所以我们说他是超乎一切，也是不可以完全了解的神。
As a result, much of the knowledge that Christians have about our God is drawn from our imagination and our cultural traditions.
因为这个缘故，所以我们多半的基督徒对于我们的神的了解，多半是出于我们自己的想象，或者是一些文化的一些传统而了解他。
In this regard, they're not much better than followers of other religions.
其实在这方面，基督徒跟其他的宗教的一些跟随者没有太多的差别。
The gods of other religions are nothing but a mixture of many human characters.
其他宗教的神无非就是一些人物合起来的一些特性。
You might say they have created their own god.
你也可以说他们自己创造他们自己的神。
My personal experience is everyone also has his or her own god.
我自己的经历就是每个人有他自己的神。
They are very comprehensible and people do identify with their gods.
这些人为的一些偶像是好像人很容易能够了解的，而且人也可以跟他认同的。
When I was young, I loved to read stories.
我小的时候，我喜欢读各样的故事。
So I found out those gods are very much in common with my personal experiences.
我就发现那些神跟我的日常的经历都蛮相似的。
I love things. Those gods also love things.
我喜欢一些东西，那些神好像也喜欢那些东西。
I like beautiful sceneries. And those gods also enjoy the sceneries.
我喜欢看很漂亮的景美景，好像其他的神也喜欢看美景。
Of course, I dreamed of having a beautiful wife in the future.
当然，我那个时候我就想，我将来希望有一个很美丽的太太。
And those gods also have this kind of fancy.
那我就看到那些神，好像他们也有这样的向往。
So.I discovered that the gods of all the other religions are no different from me in many ways.
我就发现那些拜其他神的人，那些神跟我这个人好像有很多相同的地方。
If you pay a little attention, you enter into a Chinese restaurant.
若是你到中国餐馆去稍微注意一下的话
Usually they have a little shrine either on the ground or hang up someplace in the dining room.
你就会看到在他们吃饭的地方会有一个神龛在地上或者是挂在高高的上面。
If it's not the Buddha of treasure, then it's 关公。
假如不是财神的话就是关公。
They like Guan Gong because everybody read the story about Guan Gong.
他们喜欢关公，因为很多人都读过关公的故事。
Now most people like to identify themselves with Guan Gong.
还有很多人就把自己跟关公认同。
关公 is a very righteous person.
因为关公是一个很公义的人。
He loves his brother, Liu Bei, Zhang Fei.
他对刘备、张飞他的弟兄很爱他们。
And this is kind of a, of course, he's a great general.
当然他们、他是一个很伟大的将军。
So people tend to identify themselves with the gods they worship.
所以那些异教的人他们常常跟他们的神好像都很相似。
So it's very natural for these people to say, oh, I know what gods are.
所以对那些不信的人他们就很容易说哦，我知道神就是什么样的神。
He loves money and things the same way that I do.
这些神也喜欢钱一些东西跟我一样。
But there is another very...disturbing phenomena.
但是有另外一个现象让我们非常的受搅扰。
God being the creator and ruler of all the universe.
这个真神他是创造者也是这宇宙的掌管一切的神。
And he has not received due reverence and respect from his creatures. Meaning,Christians.
但是他却没有受到、他所创造的和他所救的这些基督徒该给他的敬畏和尊敬。
People who worship other gods, it's very easy for them to identify with them and in certain way respect them.
因为其他的宗教的他们的神好像跟他们自己很相似，他们就很容易就去尊重他们的神。
But the God, the true God, who is the ruler of the universe and who created me, because I do not know him and I cannot identify with him in any way.
然而，我们所信的这位真神。他是创造者，他也是掌管一切的神。只是因为我们不了解他，不认识他，我们没有跟他办法认同。
So he does not receive the due respect from his worshippers.
因此，我们这些敬拜他的人对他都没有应给他的尊重和敬畏。
People worship other famous.Percentages.
有人去尊重那些名人
Billy Graham. Oh, everybody said He is a great man.
比如说 Billy Graham 常常有人说、哦、他是一个很伟大的人。
Because they know Graham to a certain degree.
因为他们认识格培里了解他很多。
Now from the television screen, they see thousands of people, even tens of thousands of people, and congregate to hear his preaching.
从电视的布道来看，常常有成千的人、因为他布道来信了主。
And people talk about, oh, so many people got saved at Billy Graham Crusades.
所以有很多人就说，在格培里，在正道的时候，好多的人都得救了。
As a result, Billy Graham was worshipped by so many people.
因此，格培里倒是被人尊重，不知道有多少的人尊重他。
Whereas the God that Billy Graham worshipped does not receive the proper respect and worship from his people.
倒反而格培里所传的这位真神倒不是有太多的人尊重他。
What is the reason?
到底什么原因呢?
I believe this to be the result of the ignorance on the part of the Christians on their knowledge of God.
我相信主要的原因还是因为基督徒对于神的认识是不够。对神非常的无知。
That's the reason why I like to talk to you on this series about God.
这就是为什么我想要讲一列的关于神的怎么认识他的信息。
And if we ask ourselves this question, is this wise or even a legitimate excuse for being ignorant about someone who is so powerful, so wise, so loving, and so important to our eternal existence.
我们应该问一个问题，假如我们对这么一个爱我们的神，这么重要的神，对我们的永恒的存在，那么重要的一个神，假如我们还不认识他，这是不是一个智慧的事呢？
It is very obvious that answer is no.
当然这个答案就是不是的。
We often spend much time and effort searching for information concerning certain person for a little gain or for satisfying our curiosity.
常常我们在生活里面为了一些利益或者为着我们自己的好奇，我们会花很多的时间去找一个关于一个人的他的知识和他的背景。
And most of us enjoy reading biographies or autobiographies of famous persons.
我想我们当中有很多的人、对于那些有名的名人喜欢读他们的传记和他们的自传。
And the bookstore, I think sold a lot ofcopies of biographies and autobiographies of famous people.
我想在书店里面你会看到很多有名的人的传记和自传、有很多的书出卖。
Then the question is there any way that we can get to know God who is supposed to be beyond man's comprehension?
现在有一个问题就是，既然这个神好像是我们没有办法能够了解他，那是不是，究竟是不是有一个方法我们可以认识这个很难了解的神呢？
Because we don't easily comprehend this God, then the question is it worth our while to know this God?
问题就是，因为这个神很难让我们能够了解他，是不是值得我们更多的来追求认识他呢？
Of course, the answer is yes.
这个答案当然是是的。
Because he himself, God himself, has made this possible by revelation.
因为神自己 让他被我们了解这件事情是经过他向我们的启示。
So we now come to a conclusion. This transcendent God is knowable.
所以我们就知道，虽然他是一个超乎一切的神，但是他是可以让我们认识的神。
Because God himself made this possible.
因为是神让我们能够认识他。
Therefore, our test is to search for the true way to get to know him.
所以我们该做的就是要找出一个能够认识神的正确的方法。
Without God's revelation, it is impossible for finite man to know this infinite God.
其实我们这个有限的人要去了解这个无限的神，事实上实在是不可能的，假如神不向我们启示的话。
Although being the most high God, he wants to relate to man in order that he can restore them to their original destined glory.
虽然我们的神他是至高的神，但是他要跟人发生关系，让我们能够在神的面前恢复我们神原来造我们的原本的计划和原有的荣耀。
He created people, and he has a glorious aspect for people.
这个全能的神，他造人，让我们能够原本有一个预定的荣耀的计划。
He created Adam and Eve and placed them in the garden.
他造了亚当和夏娃，就把他们放在伊甸园。
And he enjoyed his presence with his creatures.
神就每天跟他所造的人享受美好的关系。
That's one aspect we need to know about our God.
这是我们需要了解神的一方面。
He enjoys living among his people.
神他很享受跟他的百姓住在一起。
Therefore, naturally, he wants us to know him, to know him well to a certain degree.
因此他就愿意我们认识他，而且非常的认识他。
There are two ways by which we may know God.
要认识神的有两个途径。
And I'd like to add, these are the only two ways that people can get to know their Creator.
我再强调一下，这是唯一的两个方法，我们能够了解造我们的神的方法。
Because God must reveal to people so that people can know him.
因为神他必须要向人启示，然后人才能够认识他。
First, through his son Jesus Christ, that's God's living word.
第一就是神借着他的儿子，就是生命之道来向我们启示。
If you want to know God, you must first know Jesus.
若是你要认识神的话，你必须要首先认识耶稣。
Through Jesus, you can know God.
你必须借着主耶稣，你就能够认识这位神。
Because he is the living word of God.
因为主耶稣是神的生命之道。
Now let's turn to two scripture, passage of scripture in John's Gospel, chapter 1 and verse 18.
我们来看两处圣经，首先在约翰福音第一章十八节，在新约125面。
No one has ever seen God, but God the one and only, that's the one and only Son, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
约翰福音一章十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
We know that this one and only Son is none other than the Lord Jesus.
我们知道在父怀里的独生子就是主耶稣基督。
And then we turn to chapter 14.
然后请翻到约翰福音十四章。
Verses 8 through 10.
第八到十节，在一百四十九年。
Philip the apostle, said to the Lord Jesus.
腓力这个使徒跟主耶稣说
，Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us.
约翰福音十四章八节，腓力对。他说对主说求主将父显给我们看我们就知足了。
Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say then, show us the Father?
第九节耶稣对他说腓力我与你们同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢
？Don't you believe that I'm in the Father, and that the Father is in me？
第十节，我在父里面，父在我里面，你们不信吗
？So that's the word from the Lord Jesus Himself. He says, "When you see me." You see the Father.
这是主耶稣亲自向他们讲的话。他说：“你们看到了我，就是看到了父。”
Actually, Jesus was saying that Father and I are one.
主耶稣实际是说父跟子其实就是一位。
This is one thing unique about Christianity.
这是基督教一个很独特的地方。
Our God is different.From all the other gods in this universe.
在宇宙的当中我们的神跟其他的神是不同的。
Our God only is three in one.
只有我们的神是三位一体的神。
Father, Son, the Spirit, they are one God.
圣父、圣子、圣灵是一个神。
That's one thing. The Muslims or many other religions,They don't understand.
这就是为什么回教和其他的一些宗教他们没有办法了解的。
Because in a human realm, one is different from three.
因为在人际中间的了解，一跟三是不同的。
But in the case, particular case of God, God is one and also three.
但是在我们的神的身上，我们是三位。但是是一位神。
See, there are a lot of human knowledge cannot apply to God, this particular God that we worship.
所以从人的知识里面没有办法能够了解我们所敬拜的这位神。
Jesus is not only is the representative of God,
主耶稣他不仅是在地上的时候代表神
He is God.
其实他就是神
He loved the way God loves.
他像父神爱人一样的爱人
He grieved the way God grieves.
他像父一样的忧愁我们的主也是一样的
忧愁 He worked the way God works.
父怎么工作，他也怎么工作。
He counseled the way God counsels.
父神怎么样辅导人，他也怎么辅导人。
He judged the way God judges.
神，父神怎么审判，他也怎么审判。
So, the Son, the Lord Jesus, is the exact representation of His being, God's being.
所以主耶稣神的儿子他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Hebrew 1:8, 1:3 tells us the true story.
希伯来书第一章第三节就告诉我们这个故事是在新约313面。
Hebrews 1:3.
希伯来书第一章三节。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
希伯来书一章三节，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有，他洗净人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
All these sounds very mysterious, but the conclusion or the simplest way to say is he is God.
这里所描述的好像非常的神奇，但是实际的意义就是主耶稣他就是神。
Because he is the exact representation of God's being.
因为主耶稣他就是神所发的光辉。
So if you want to know this transcendent God, one way to do it is examine the life of his son Jesus.
所以你要了解这位超然一切的神，唯一的有一个方法就是你去观察主耶稣在地上怎么样的生活。
Once you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father.
你看到了主耶稣，你就看到了神。
And the other way around, if you do not see Jesus,You can't see God.
换句话说，你不看主耶稣的话，你就没办法认识神。
Like many other people, I made the same mistake.
我也跟其他的人一样，常常有错误的评价。
Most of these people says, I like to believe in God, but I have problem with Jesus.
常常有人说哦，我很愿意信神，但是对于信主耶稣，我却有点问题。
Because our thoughts locked in one fact, that is Jesus was a man.
因为我们的思想总是不能够摆脱这个意念，就是觉得主耶稣他只是一个人。
So it is very difficult for us to identify Jesus with God, the Almighty.
对我们来说，把主耶稣看成是神一样，是非常艰难的。
But that is truly the greatness of Christianity.
但是对于基督教来说，这是一个非常真实的事实。
God himself came to this earth for the sin of man.
其实是神自己来到地上，来为罪人而死。
In order to pay for our sin, he himself became a man.
为着要替罪人付该付的罪债，他自己就成为一个人。
So theologians like to call the Lord Jesus the God-man.
所以神学家常常喜欢叫主耶稣是神人。
There is only one God-man in this universe.
在宇宙当中只有一个神人。
By sending Jesus to this world become a man, God has given us the way to know him.
神把主耶稣差遣到地上来成为一个人，这是让人能够认识神的一个方法。
That's the reason why we can know God by knowing Jesus.
这就是为什么我们只要认识主耶稣，我们就能够认识神。
But God also revealed to us in another way so that we can know him.
那神也给我们另外一个方法，让我们能够认识神。
That is through the Bible, which is the written word.
第二个方法就是借着圣经，是神写给我们的这封信。
Jesus is the living word.
主耶稣是生命的 话道。
The Bible is the written word.
主耶稣是活的神的道，圣经是写给我们的神的道。
But the Bible is not just another book.
因为圣经不是只是另外一本书而已。
This Bible is the revealed word of God about himself.
这个圣经是神向人启示的，他的话语关于神的一切的知识。
Therefore, the Bible is the only reliable source of knowledge about God.
因此我们可以说圣经是我们能够了解神的唯一可靠的一个来源。
So I like to re-emphasize this. The only reliable source of knowledge about God.
我要强调一句，就是圣经是我们认识神的唯一可靠的一个根据。
So we can turn to 2 Timothy and 2 Peter about the Bible.
我们要翻到提摩太后书第三章和彼得后书两处的经文。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
And chapter 3, these are the very familiar words.
提摩太后书三章，这是 一段很大家很熟悉的经文，在新约304面。
Verses 16 and 17.
在16、17节。
16 and 17. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
提摩太后书三章十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训读则，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So the scripture, the Bible, is God breathed.
所以圣经是神所默示的。
Because it's from the Spirit of God.
是从圣灵启示来的，吹气的。
And a while ago, I just said, God, three in one, one of them is the Spirit.
我刚刚提到我们的神是三位一体的神，其中的一位就是圣灵。
God can work as a person, and God also can work as a spirit.
神会借着一个人来工作，也会借着圣灵工作。
And God does many, many things through the Spirit.
神做借着圣灵做很多的事。
So, he is, this, the Bible is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness.
所以圣经对于教训读者使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
So, the Bible will give us the correct knowledge about God, the Almighty.
圣经会给我们全能神的一些正确的知识。
And then in 2 Peter,
然后再看彼得后书。
2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 21.
彼得后书第一章二十一节，在342面。
For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
彼得后书一章二十一节， 因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
So the origin of the Bible is from the will, not from the will of man, but spoke by God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
所以神他向人所说的话不是出于人，不是出于人意的，乃是出于神的，然后借着圣灵来说出神的话来。
Many people says, so what's so particular about the Bible?
很多人说圣经有什么特别的地方呢？
I can get a copy of the Bible any place I want. In this church, it's all over the Bible.
在教会里面到处都是圣经，我随便都在哪里都可以拿一本。
That is your view of the Bible.
这是你对圣经的认识而已。
But in God's view, the Bible is a holy book.
但是按照神的意思，圣经是一个很圣洁的书。
The word prophecy is referring to the contents of the scripture of the Bible.
这里所说的预言是讲到圣经里面的内容。
It has never had the origin in the will of man.
这些内容从来没有是出于人意的。
Bible is not written by man.
圣经不是人写的。
The ideas are not from man.
因为他的那个意念不是出于人。
And the ones who wrote the Bible are different persons.
这些写圣经的人，他们是不同的人。
People will ask the question, so what's the great deal, you know, about the Bible? It's written by John, Peter, you know, all these men.
有人觉得圣经有什么了不起，还不是人写的吗？约翰啊，雅各啊，这些不同的人写的而已。
But the scripture, but God is telling us, no, these people are not the author of the word in the Bible.
但是圣经上告诉我们，虽然是人手所写，但是他们不是神话语的作者。
The author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.Or is God himself.
这个圣经的作者，他来源是出于圣灵，是神自己。
These men are used by the Holy Spirit.
这些写圣经的人只不过是被圣灵使用。
We used to write with a typewriter.
我们从前是用打字机来打字。
Of course, now we use you know, keyboard and the television.
现在我们就用电视或者是打字机。
And today, our young people, I don't know, uses something, or the iPad.
那现在年轻人用 iPad 这些高科技的东西在打。
But most of the time, you notice,They write something they don't understand.
但是常常他们写的一些东西自己也不了解。
So, fathers and mothers, you need to understand. When your children punch something on those keys, they don't necessarily say things from their own minds.
所以你父母的应该了解他们所打的一些东西有的时候不一定是出于他们自己。的思想。
If man can do that, God can do much better.
假如人都可以做这类的事，我们的神，更何况我们的神呢？
God first selected certain people as his tools.
神首先他选择一些人成为他自己使用的器皿。
You cannot write the Bible.
他知道人没有办法写圣经。
Neither can I write the Bible.
你不能写，我也不能写。
But God has not used us.
但是神没有使用我们。
God first select holy men.
神首先就选择了一些圣洁的人。
All the apostles, all the prophets.
他选择一些使徒们和一些先知们。
And then the Holy Spirit will enter into these people.
然后圣灵就在这些人的心里面。
And then they write down whatever the Holy Spirit tell them to write down.
然后就让这些人就写出圣灵要他们写出来的话。
The marvelous thing is, these people, when they write the scriptures, they included their own experiences, their own vocabulary in there.
这奇妙的事情，这些人在写圣经的时候，他们是用他们自己的词汇和自己所写的方式。
So, it is a marvelous thing that men spoke from God as they were, carried along by the Holy Spirit. They're nothing but just those keys on the typewriter on that iPad.
很奇妙的就是神使用人就像好像打字机上面的那些字母上面使用那些字母把他自己的心意启示了出来。
Their spirit are controlled by the Holy Spirit.
人的灵那个时候被圣灵所控制。
They use their own words.
虽然他们是用他们自己的词汇。
But speak God's truth.
但是却把神的真理很诚实地写出来。
That's the reason why, brothers and sisters, the Bible is written by man, but it's not a man's book.
这就是为什么圣经虽然是人手写的，但是绝对不是出于人的一本书。
Because the author is God himself.
因为圣经的原来的作者就是神自己。
That's the reason why, through the reading of the Bible, we can come to know this transcendent God.
这就是为什么我们读圣经就可以认识这位超乎一切的神。
And with the teaching of the Holy Spirit, man can correctly understand the word, thereby to obtain accurate knowledge about God.
我们在读圣经的时候借着圣灵的 帮助我们就可以对神有正确的认识。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must study the word of God, which we might say is an autobiography of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们必须要好好的读神的话，圣经其实我们可以说是神自己的一个自传。
If you want to know God, you read the scripture.
若是你要认识神，你就好好的读神的话。
You examine the life of the Lord Jesus.
你要观察主耶稣在地上怎么样的生活。
And these are the only way you can come to know God.
这是你唯一能够了解神的方法。
But I must add that when you read the scripture, you must read the scripture from Genesis to Revelation.
我要加一句，假如你要读圣经的话，你必须要从创世纪读到启示录。
Otherwise, you will likely to violate the rule, that is, you take things out of context.
假如你不完整的读整本的圣经，你就会犯一个错误，就是断章取义。
That's the problem with many Christians.
这就是我们很多基督徒的一个毛病。
They take a Bible in their hand and say, "See, this is what God is saying."
他们把圣经拿出来，拿出一句，你看神就说这么个话。
They only see this little spot. They do not see the whole span of the scripture.
他只是看到圣经里面的一小段，没有看到圣经的全体全貌。
God's truth, the whole truth, are contained in this whole book.
神的真理是包括在这全本圣经的里面。
That's the reason why, brothers and sisters, little knowledge is a dangerous knowledge.
这就是为什么我们在圣经里面一点点的知识反而成为很危险的事。
You hear people quote the scripture.
你有的时候会听到有人引用圣经的某一句。
They do not know what other part of the scripture says about this particular subject.
他根本不晓得其他的地方讲这句话是什么样的意思。
So that's the reason why it is important that we read the whole Bible.
这就是很重要的，我们需要把全本圣经都读了。
Don't use the excuse, well, those are about Israel's history. No, we don't care about those anymore.
不要用这个做借口说，哦，圣经是以色列人的一些历史，我们不需要读那么多。
Or we say, oh, the Old Testament is no longer applicable to today's church.
或者说，好像旧约已经过去了，对我们今天也不适用了。
Or we can easily say, oh, the Old Testament did this, therefore we can do that too today.
或者有的时候说，哦，旧约里面做这个事，所以今天我们也要同样的做。
Many of those charismatic people, they love to quote the Old Testament about what King David did when he brought the ark into the city of Jerusalem.
这就是有很多的灵恩派很喜欢引用的，就是旧约里面当大卫把约柜拿进来的时候，大卫所做的一些事。
Brothers and sisters, what I'm saying is, you have to use the scripture correctly.
所以我今天向你们所说的就是，你们要正确的能够引用圣经，了解圣经。
This is one way to know this transcendent God, but it's not an easy way to know this God.
读圣经是我们了解这位超然的神的一个方法，但是这并不是一个很容易了解的方式。
God has not made it easy for you and me to know him.
因为要了解这位神并不是对你对我来说那么容易的事。
Today, if you even want to go into the White House to see lovely Obama, it's not an easy thing.
今天就算是你到白宫去看那可爱的奥巴马都不容易。
You got to go through a lot of steps before you can get to know him, to see him.
你要认识美国的总统去见他都需要经过很多的手续。
How much more is required for us to see this Almighty God?
那何况我们今天要来认识这位全能的神，岂不更需要付一些代价吗？
He's already made it possible for us to see him, to know him.
他的确已经为我们预备了方法，让我们能够认识他，能够了解他。
That doesn't mean you open up the book, so, oh, here is God.
那并不等于说你把圣经一翻一点，哦，神就是这样。
So my advice for people is read the scripture. Read the scripture often and read the scripture very reverently.
所以我对你们的劝告就是，你们要好好的读圣经，要仔细的读，而且存着敬畏的心来读。
Making sure you do not violate the rule that taking things out of context.
千万不要在读圣经的时候违背了一个正确的方式，倒反而用断章取义的方式来了解神。
Well, there is another phenomena, that is, people say, well, we can know God by the Holy Spirit. After all, Holy Spirit is the way that we come to the revelation of God.
我们讲到 那认识神是要借着圣灵的启示我们能够认识神，但是也有人说有另外一个方式我们借着圣灵来认识神。
But unfortunately, the people who made those comments, they don't necessarily understand how the Holy Spirit works.
但是很不幸的，讲这样话的人就是他们并不了解圣灵怎么样的来带领我们认识他。
So often you hear the Christians say, oh, the Holy Spirit, just tell me to do this.
你常常会听到人说，哦，圣灵刚刚就叫我做这个那个。
Unfortunately, you cannot disapprove this person's statement.
很不幸的就是讲这种话的人，你也没有办法去说他一定是不对。
Who are you to tell people? No, I don't think the Holy Spirit said to you.
因为你没有办法跟他讲，哦，圣灵不会这样的跟你说话。
So therefore today, there are many Christians that do not like to read the scripture.
这就是为什么今天有不少的基督徒他不喜欢读圣经。
They do not understand the Lord Jesus as the Lord Jesus himself.
他也不能够了解主耶稣就是他是怎么样的一位神。
And he or she just saying, I know God is speaking to me or spoke to me last night.
这些人常常讲，哦，昨天晚上神跟我说这个了，说那个了。
Just God, through the inward prompting by the Holy Spirit.
他们说神就借着圣灵在我的里面做感动。
Well, to answer that challenge, I'd like to quote someone else who's a very famous Bible scholar.
对这样主张的人，我有一个引来一段话，是一个很有名的圣经的一个解经家所讲的话，来回答这样一个相信圣灵在里面感动的人。
I hope most of you know who J.I. Packer is.
我想我们当中不少的人认识 J.I. Packer 这位弟兄。
Yeah, he's a very famous a Bible teacher, and also the most famous of his book is Knowing God.
他是一个很有分量的一个教圣经的教授，他有一本很有名的书就是认识神。
The book about this thick, all about knowing God.
那本书有这么厚，都是教导我们怎么样认识神。
In that particular book, on page 213,He made these comments.
在他的书里面213页，他就说了对于那些总是说圣灵在他心里面感动的那些人。
The consequences of this mistake meaning following the inward prompting among earnest Christians have been both comic and tragic.
他就说那些要根据圣灵在里面感动做事的这些人所带来的一个错误的结果，特别是一些基督徒常常这么说，那结果所带来的是可笑的，有的时候是可悲的。
The idea of a life in which the inward voice of the Spirit decides and directsEverything sounds most attractive.
好像有人说他的一切的生活，他的方向都是借着圣灵在里面的感动而走的话，这样从外面来听，好像听起来很吸引人。
It sounds like this is a very spiritual person.
听起来他好像是蛮属灵的一个人。
For it seems to exalt the Spirit's ministry and to promise the closest intimacy with God.
听起来好像他很高举圣灵的工作，而且他跟神有一个蛮亲密的关系。
But, brothers and sisters, when you write something, when you come to a word, but, that's a very emphatic word.
然后他就说，然而，他讲了 一段话以后，加了一个然而，就一个转捩点。
In practice, this quest for super spirituality leads only to frantic bewilderment or lunacy.
他说，假如在我们用这样的方式来追求超然的属灵，所带来的只不过是疯狂和混乱，或者是不正常的行为。
Well, most people of this type claim to be super spiritual.
常常这样讲圣灵带领他做事的人，他认为自己是超然的属灵的人。
He quotes the a scripture, saying that this is the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
他常常讲一句话，他说这句话是圣灵带领他要讲的。
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
但是他自己也不晓得在讲什么。
But to some people, this is a very spiritual person.
但是在一般人来看，觉得这样的人非常的属灵。
Because I got this from the Holy Spirit.
因为他们常常说，我是从圣灵得来的启示。
Who dares to say things against the one filled with the Holy Spirit?
假如你说你是被圣灵充满，从圣灵讲的话，谁又敢去跟他去反驳呢？
So this people, Packer call them super spiritual.
所以这样的人，那 J.R. Packer 就叫他们是超属灵的人。
This type of people leads only to frantic bewilderment or lunacy.
这样的人所带来的结果只不过是疯狂的混乱和不正常的行为。
Therefore, the answer should be, this is not the way to know God or to talk about God.
所以我们可以很清楚的知道，这不是我们了解神的一个方法。
In conclusion,We can know this transcendent God simply because He permits it to take place.
总结来说，就是我们要了解这位超然的神，只有在神允许的方面，我们来认识他。
He is a spirit.
他是个灵。
He is transcendent. He is unknowable.
他是超乎万有之上，是不可知的。
But he permits us to know him by certain ways.
但是他容许我们借着某些方法来认识他。
Therefore, the way to know God is through the scriptures.
所以我们知道要认识神的方法就是要借着圣经。
We cannot see the Lord Jesus in person these days.
我们今天没有办法能够看到主耶稣在我们眼前。
But before he left the world, he introduced the Holy Spirit to his people.
但是在他升天之前，他向他的门徒介绍圣灵要来的事。
Also, he left this living word, a word of God.
同时他也把神的话，圣经留给了我们。
So, we need to strive to know this great God, our Heavenly Father, study the Word diligently.
说是我们要努力的来认识我们这个伟大的神，我们的天父，要好好的努力的读神的话。
We can know the transcendent God.
我们能够认识这位超然的神。
It is a uncomparable experience to know this unknown God.
能够认识这位不可能认识的神是没有办法跟其他的事物相比的。
I'd like to challenge brothers and sisters to make up your mind. I want to know this God.
我想向弟兄姐妹挑战，立定心志，愿意认识这位神。
By knowing this God, His way.
要借着神给我们的方法来认识他。
Then you need to study the Bible.
那你就必须要好好的读神的话。
When we have a picnic, we're sure we're going to have a room full of people.
我们有野餐的话，我们一定会要有很多的人来。
When we have a Bible study, we can manage to have a handful of people.
但是若是我们要查经班的话，只有几个人会来。
Because most people says, my body needs food.
因为多半的人就说我的身体需要食物。
They forgot one thing. Their spirit also needs food.
但是他们忘记了一件事，他们的灵也需要食物。
That's the reason why our body keep on evolving, you know, getting fatter and fatter.
这就是为什么我们的身体常常越来越胖。
We gotta take medicine to reduce our weight.
有的时候要吃药来控制我们的体重。
But we don't worry about our skinniness, you might say, in our spirit.
但是我们在灵里面的贫瘠和缺少一点我们都不在乎。
Why don't we care about our spirit at least just as much as we care about our body?
为什么我们对我们属灵的需要那样的不关心？至少我们也应该对属灵的需要像我们肉体的需要一样的关心。
I guess the only answer to that, we don't think the spirit is important.
可能主要的原因是我们觉得我们的灵的方面不是那么重要。
I just want to tell brothers and sisters, your spirit should be much more important than your body.
我只是要跟弟兄姐妹讲，我们灵的部分比我们肉体的部分更加的重要。
I pray that all brothers and sisters will pay more attention to enrich our spirit rather than enrich our body.
这是求神帮助我们，让我们能够在属灵的方面更加强，而不是只是注重我们的肉体的方面。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us this marvelous book.
谢谢天父赐给我们这本奇妙的书。
By this book, we may come to know you as our Heavenly Father.
借着这本书，我们就能够真正的认识你，成为我们的天父。
We pray that we will have a great appetite for the spiritual food.
真是求主你给我们更多属灵的胃口，愿意更多读你的话。
Help us to restrain our appetite for food and all the other treasures.
求主你让我们能够控制我们肉体的胃口和其他的一些爱好。
Keep on enlightening us, Lord.
求主你继续的来光照我们。
Bring glory to yourself.
将荣耀带给主你自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.